Can polar bears really dance? Let's find out. Danny, when did polar bears learn to dance?
What do you mean, son? Polar bears can't dance.
Daddy, when did polar bears learn to dance?
I don't know what you're talking about, son. Polar bears can't dance. Why don't you ask your mother?
Daddy, Mama's at work.
That's all right. Son, polar bears can't dance, and you know that Daddy's working now, and I've got a lot to do. I've got a big pressing appointment coming up. Polar bears can't dance, son.
Daddy, can I go to the beach?
All right, son, but be back before dark.
And since he lived right next to the beach, he just opened that inside door, and he walked out, and he was at the beach. And like many times before, he sat and he waited. And he looked out, and as he saw the ocean, he saw his friends. There they were. There was Polly, the big polar bear, and he was dancing, and he brought his friends Swish and Whirl and Whoosh, and he was having a great time. He'd sit and watch them play games. Sometimes they'd do an underwater hide-and-seek, and many times they would dance, and they knew all the dances. They knew the rock and roll. They knew the country dance. They knew some of those crazy dances, and every now and then they would waltz. Just like his mommy and daddy used to do, all the polar bears. And he'd sit there for hours and hours and hours on the beach watching his friends, the polar bears, dance. And when it would get almost nighttime, he would go inside that door and he'd say, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, you should have saw Polly. He was wonderful. He brought his friend Whoosh, and they were doing rock and roll, and they were playing hide and seek, and oh, it's just great, Daddy."
"Son, you know I'm busy, and I told you polar bears can't dance."
And every day his son would say, "Daddy, Daddy, when did polar bears learn to dance?"
"Son, I don't know about polar bears dancing."
And he'd ask to go to the beach and he'd watch his friends. But one particular day, he said, "Daddy, when did polar bears learn to dance?"
"Son, you've asked me every day for a while now. I need to tell you that polar bears can't dance."
"Oh, but they can, Daddy. They're beautiful. They can do all kinds of dances, and they talk to me, and they're my friends, and we have a great time together. You should come, Daddy."
And he was worried about his son, and he said, "Tomorrow, we're not going to school. You wake up, and we're going to go somewhere else." And the next day, he went into this very, very large building, all the way up to the 7th floor. And there were people dressed in white coats. And his daddy was talking to him. And there was a sign on the door that said, "Psychiatrist." And he heard the conversation between the psychiatrist and his father. "Your son needs an ugly dose of reality. You're going to have to not let him go to the beach or talk about polar bears for 3 months. And here's a workbook. It's called Living in the Real World. Make sure he does double homework every day out of this workbook." And then the psychiatrist brought the little boy in. He didn't like that much. He used to like answering questions about the polar bears, but just kind of made him nervous when he was talking to the man in the white coat. And every day, for 2 weeks, he'd say, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, can I go see the polar bears?" "Son, we talked about this. There are no such things as polar bears dancing by the beach."
"But Daddy, Daddy, Daddy."
And it went on until 2 weeks passed and the little boy realized he was not to ask about polar bears. And so he didn't. For 3 months, he did extra assignments in the homework book. He answered questions, but he never spoke about the polar bears again. And when 3 months were gone, his father opened up the inside door, said, "Son, do you want to go to the beach today?"
"Daddy, Daddy, I'd love to go to the beach. I'd love to go to the beach."
"Well, I'm kind of busy, son. I've got things to do, but you can go. Remember, there are no polar bears learning to dance. Remember that, son, and you can go to the beach every day. And so he went out, and he found a spot to sit on the sand. And he waited. There are no polar bears. There are no polar bears. There are no polar bears. And he looked out. And his face began to smile. Because he saw, just out of the corner of his eyes, he saw Polly and they were playing tricks. And he saw Whoosh. And he saw Whirly. And he saw all his friends, the dancing polar bears. And they were laughing and telling jokes and played a new game of hide and seek. And they were doing new dances that he'd never seen before. And they said they missed him. And it was fun. And he had a great time. And he forgot all about that homework book. And he came home and he was excited. And he said, "Daddy, Daddy, you'll never guess what happened." He said, "Yes, son." He says, "Oh, the polar bears were there and they were having fun and they missed me and we had a great time." "Son, I have heard enough. Now you need to take me out here and show me these polar bears." "Okay, Daddy, come on, let's go, hurry, hurry." And he grabbed his son by the hand and they walked out to the beach. And when they got to the beach, he said, "Son, I don't see any polar bears anywhere. Where are there polar bears?"
"Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, you have to wait. You have to wait, Daddy. Would it hurt just to wait?"
"All right, son, but I'm in a hurry." And he cleared a spot, and his father waited, and his son waited, the first time in a long time. And his dad grabbed his son's hand, and he looked out to the ocean. And he was taken back to a time when his own father would call off work and pretend that he was sick, so they could spend time at the ocean. And he remembered that they used to watch the waves, and back then they called them rolling thunder. And he would count the number of waves that would happen before each wave. 1, 2, rolling thunder. It was a great time.
"Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, look, look."
And his son woke him up, and he looked out, and he saw the white crests foam on each wave rolling onto shore.
"Daddy, Daddy, there's Polly. Look at Polly. Look at Whoosh. Look at Whirly. Oh, they're dancing."
And he watched each wave and he watched his son's eyes. He said, "Son, son, son, that's one big old belly on that big old bear." And they had a great time, and they talked about the new bears and the new dances, and he met Polly, and he met all his friends, and they laughed together, and they had a great time. And he said,
"Daddy, Daddy, we have to go."
And he said, "Son, I'll be there soon." And when his son went inside the house, he stayed, and he looked out to the waves, because he knew his rolling thunder was coming soon.